This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And I'm back. We are broadcasting on this original transmission in the fourth hour with Jesse James. This is not aired on the main show. It aired once live the day before the election, November 7th, with Jesse James, obviously the guy that was married to Sandra Bullock, the guy that had the big chopper shop and all the rest of it. He still does all that now, but not in California, since that collapsed to the globalist. He does that right here in Austin, Texas. He had a lot to say about Trump, who he's good friends with. And it was Jesse years ago telling me how great Trump was. I was like, really? He's a patriot? And he said, oh, yeah, watch. Trump's going to be, basically in public. You're kind of underground. He's going to take our message of liberty to the masses. And boy, was Jesse James right. So here's the start of this interview. We'll broadcast it throughout this hour. Let me tell you something. Trump's lost hundreds of millions in sponsorship, TV shows. He's gone through a lot. He's put so much on the line. He's the man in the arena. I'll tell you who else is the man in the arena. Jesse James. Known this guy like 5-6 years. Off, we're not going to get into the details, but our kids are friends, hang out. The daughter just stayed at your house last night. So much is going on. We're parents in this fight. All this is going on. We're just regular Americans, and we as parents just want a free country. And you're the first person. I remember when it happened. Within minutes, it was like Jesse James endorses Donald Trump. So I know you guys are friends. Congratulations on being on the right side of history.
Thank you.
I'm wound up, as you can tell. But Jesse James, behind the scenes, you're a pretty wild guy, but you're also pretty calm on air. Where should we go with this? Why'd you back Trump? Where do you see this going? Second Amendment, you're launching a national gun group with him. How awesome.
Well, I think when I sent him a note, I sent him a text when NBC cut him off when he decided to run for president. And he had, it's a hit show, 15, 20 million people a week watching The Apprentice or Celebrity Apprentice. And, it's lots of sponsorship, lots of product placement endorsement deals. And he basically told NBC, F you, they're obviously, as stuff transpired, you can see how twisted it is towards the left. And and I told him, I said, hey man, that was like an iron balls move to like do that. And you got my respect. And, just started talking with him and, I just felt compelled to everybody thought it was a joke. Everybody thought that he wasn't serious. It was like a publicity stunt. And when, I just wrote a piece of like my personal point of view, like not my opinion, this is the person that I saw. And is this person cut out to be a president? It was like 25 or 30. I don't even know how many it is now, but 20 or 35 million views on Facebook. And, I was the first person to come out and endorse him. Hey, man, I have your back. If you want to be president, he doesn't need that. I think what a lot of people miss is he doesn't need to be president. And he sure as hell doesn't need to go through the crazy amount of BS that he's had to go through. And you figure if anybody's going to walk through fire like that, and like he has been put under the microscope, that he must really, really love America and love this country.
Well, I took your endorsement because I know you're a real guy. People see TV, you're one of the top TV hosts of all time, probably one of the top, not Donald Trump. And you're a real guy. I'm not kissing your ass. It's true. And you haven't done reality TV in a long time because, as you pointed out to me, it's so much of it's garbage. It's fake. And here you are. We were talking like a year and a half ago. No, Trump's for real. And I talked to other folks. They said, no, Trump's for real. And now you've seen it, what he's gone through, what he's done for us, our families. Pointing out how we've been screwed over by special interests that have sold out the American dream because America was dominating the world. And so here we are. He's gone through all this, and now he bucked the system. He defeated the Republicans and the establishment, saying he couldn't win the nomination or they would take it away. They failed. And now here he is in every poll now, even fixed polls, surging past Hillary Clinton. This is like beyond some football movie or something. This is beyond some Disney movie. I'm like pinching myself, Jesse James. Is this real? We'll be right back on the other side of this quick break with extensive excerpts of the hour-and-a-half live interview we did, again, on November 7th, 2016, which is pretty long in the tooth right now, with Jesse James. I'm Alex Jones. The news website you'll want to share, because they're trying to censor it, is Infowars.com. Stay with us.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right. No paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Don't tread on me. Well, I know one guy that doesn't like the New World Order, and that's why Hollywood and others have attacked him and lied about him, and that's Jesse James. And I was able to get him in studio the day before the election, and he talked about a whole bunch of stuff. I got the guy who's normally a man of few words to really open up about Donald Trump, the New World Order, and how he used to think I was crazy. Now he thinks I'm dead on. So here is the rest of the interview throughout this hour with Jesse James. I just talked to Jesse a few days ago. He wants to come back on probably after the new year and do a victory lap. Wow, we've never seen such exuberance. We've never seen such confidence, according to Gallup. They're calling it Trumpphoria. And it's because folks understand that globalism has kept us poor and has been dumbing us down to control us by design. And so we're going to cut these chains. Doesn't mean there's some panacea or some, you know, Valhalla type, you know, perfectly wonderful utopia that we're going to build. But it's going to be a lot better in a free society than what we see with the globalist and the authoritarian system they're building that is a dystopia. We can't have utopia. but we can certainly have something better than dystopia. Now, here's the interview with Jesse James. I only bring this up because it's totally organic. You know, my daughter, your daughter, good friends. It's crazy. I'm not pushing Trump paraphernalia on them. I'm not saying do this or that political, and they're big fans of Trump for like over a year. And that's what I'm saying. Their other friends are Trump fans. That's got to scare the system. I talk to people with other kids in other schools. They go, no. You know, we're talking 12, 13-year-old girls, kids, boys, 14.
We were at dinner tonight talking about they have, like, Hillary has some Snapchat filter app, and she was talking about how her and her friends at school, you know, were doing the Snapchat filter but acting like they're vomiting when they had, like, yeah. Hillary's like, Hillary, like, I'm with her. Like,
that's all over the web, yeah.
Yeah, and it's funny.
So what does that say if we pushed our kids to be for something, they wouldn't do it? I never told them anything about Trump. I try to shield them. They're all Trump, Trump, Trump. I mean, I know your daughter. So what does that say?
Well, kids are a lot smarter than, you know, I didn't know anything about politics when I was growing up. You know, my grandpa, like, okay, we're Republicans. And then my grandpa always watched nightly news and then read the paper. And that's how you got information. I think kids like have the world's biggest encyclopedia now in all their pockets. So they want to know something they can find out.
Damn phones,
and
yeah,
and it's crazy.
But there's something positive about it because.
Yeah, I think so. They're well informed and they're not going to just do what everybody tells them or spoon feeds them, you know.
Well, I want to build us
I have
up.
To be honest with you, though. I have to say this first and foremost. You know what? Because I'm friends with Dan Winters, you know, I'm the godfather of his son. And, like, he had sent me videos. This is before I moved here full time. Oh, you got to check out this guy, Alex. I thought you were pretty crazy. like, you know, banks are poisoning our water and blah, 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 and all this stuff. And I was like, wow, this guy's a nut. And then I found out we lived pretty close to each other. And then our kids hung out and stuff. And then this whole year has been like, wow, Alex is right. On a lot of stuff.
Well, you're nice to say that. Listen.
So,
thank you, brother.
There you go.
Dan Winters, the top photographer in the world.
Yeah. So.
He loves you. I remember years ago, he was taking some photos for some magazines. And
yeah.
Listen, I wish I was wrong. The problem is I've read the crap that I do this all day.
Well, all the stuff, you know, all the stuff that I could never wrap my head around.
So you're a motorcycle.
Well, I'm in the shop all day, so I can't watch TV while I work, so I listen to the radio. So I listen to your show. I was an NPR listener until, like, you know, about a year ago when it's so heavily slanted to the left.
It is very slick and smooth.
When everything becomes so obviously.
By the way, can I just say this on air? You keep telling me, by the way, I'm not just doing, this was not planned. Did we talk before this interview?
Nope. Except
like on like text messages?
Nope.
You
sent me the address.
I sent the address. I want what you send me, tempting me these guns. And then every time I try to buy one, I go, oh, sorry, it's sold. And I've learned from people, and I've been to your house several times. I've seen it. You are literally like Festus or Vulcan in these spacesuits with fire. I'm like 50 feet away. There's these huge machines. I can't even go in there. And you're making all this stuff. There's no one there. Jesse James Firearms is you. And there's an assembly line of weapons.
Dave is there too.
Well, there's some people. But how are you? Let me tell you. That's so manly. Like, I remember when my grandpas could, like, fix combines and do anything, and I like, can't do electricity work. How do you do it?
I made this one right here.
Well, listen, the ones you sent me with the little leaves and everything.
I forged that one.
Oh, my God. Can I just please buy the next gun? Hey, look at this 45, 911.
It's all Damascus. I forged all that. It's 1,026 layers on the side.
No, this is beautiful, but that one you sent me with the leaves.
The engraved one, yep.
But the problem is you keep saying, yeah, I'll let you buy one, and then you never let me buy one. But the crazy thing is,
one.
I don't think folks actually understand, you literally are making these. This is not like you put your name on this.
I try to tell people, but I think since I have this certain...
Dude, you go to your house, it's like in a volcano. It's like a freaking fire shooting out, you're in a spacesuit.
I think once you reach a certain level of fame, people think that I'm like in my office with a top hat and a monocle. I'm like, I'm just...
You told me, you said, I don't even go in the house.
I don't. Like
all these fat French bulldogs.
Yeah, the shop restroom was busted for about 2 weeks, and I had to walk in the house to like piss. And it, like, was the worst. I never even leave the property, though. I'm like a hermit. I just like to work.
That's a beautiful place out there. Now, Jesse, looking at Trump and all of this, listen, I never liked the Democrats. The Republicans don't deliver on what they say they're doing, but I agree with their platform more. But with Trump, I mean, I've gone from, like, grudgingly supporting him a year and a half ago to, like, so proud that I support him. This guy, the stamina, the work, the attacks, the demon.
It'll be the best vetted president we've ever had ever. And I think everybody was ready for a change when not the Obama change, but when Obama ran the first time, I bought into it a little bit. I was like, well, hey, man, it'd be cool to have a black.
I'll be honest, I was neutral because I was sick of Republicans.
Yeah, it'll be cool to have a... I grew up in the hood, man. I was born in Linwood and grew up in Southgate, Long Beach, and I was like, man, it'd be cool to have a brother as president. You know, that's what we need. We needed Billy D. Williams to come in and like, look, this is what's going to be like. You know, we needed that. Instead, we got Urkel, and then everybody realized, like, oh, wait, he's the college professor. And it's like, if college professors were so great at what they do, how come they're not all billionaires?
Well, not exactly. Not knocking teachers, because like, there is a rare case where somebody goes and teaches. But teachers teach because they can't do.
Yeah. Every college professor, when I was in college, they're all disgruntled. They all feel like everything's stacked against them. And they're all like, I don't know. I'm so disappointed because that guy could have been so great. He could have been... Single-handedly, with like a few words, he could end all division in this country. He could end all racism. He could lift up homeless people and all that stuff. But it's all about himself. It's all about, you know, how, where's he going to land soft at? What kind of a badass house is he going to have? That's what it's all about.
I was about to say, we thought Bush was bad vacationing 2 months a year. 3, 4, 5 months a year.
You can tell a lot about people. I know Bush's Secret Service guys, and that guy's
nice.
He's the greatest guy ever. I know couple of Secret Service guys we did guns that are with Trump now, and he's, you know, that guy's like down to earth, you know.
He's hanging out with the white staff.
I know a guy that's with Hillary, and I know one guy that's with Michelle, and a former guy with Obama, and all three of them treat them like dirt.
Well, Hillary doesn't let you.
And I think I'm a firm believer that you can tell a lot about a person is how they treat the little guy. And when they treat him like dirt, you know what that means? It means they're in a position they didn't earn. You know, Trump, that guy's had ups and downs, everything else, but he earned where he's at, and he has to bust his ass to stay there.
And his dad was literally blue collar and came from nothing. That's the secret of Trump.
Yeah, you know, and I just don't know. I think. Myself, you, everybody with all the information that we can get now, and especially like WikiLeaks and all that stuff, it makes you feel helpless because you just want to go over and like jump. You just want to grab John Podesta and shake him, you know?
No, I agree with you because I'm not a guy calling for violence, but I'm always honest.
No, but we can't do anything.
I actually start having like fantasies because. Let me ask you this question.
Okay.
I don't sit here and say what I want to believe. I say what's happening. I've talked to the top pollsters. I see the numbers. Trump's surging. He clearly is winning the battleground states. What do we do tomorrow night when CNN says she won? I mean, what do? I'm not going to be violent, but I'm not going to stop promoting liberty.
Well, you know, I don't know. You know, I think people need to figure out a way to rise up and band together. And, you know, if we can't vote someone out of office that is ineffective, and keep someone out of office that's an obvious thief and stealing from us, you know? I just look at, like, all the money that Hillary's taken in the foundation. You know, imagine the dent she could have made in the homeless situation in America.
How she stole 94% of the Haitian money.
Yeah, you know, come on, like...
Who comes up with this? Let me ask you this question. Looking at this, let's talk about Donald Trump, because you told me stuff about Trump, nothing secret or private, but just how real he was. Back when I was first a year and a half ago supporting him, we were over at your house shooting with Shane Steiner and watching you smith some guns. But then I talked to Jerome Corsi, who was high level in the State Department. Other people, they say, no, Trump knew what you knew, Alex, 30 years ago. He's just been waiting for the right moment.
Yeah, it's all timing. You know, he's ahead of his time. You know, you can hear bits and pieces of his messages and old, you know, stuff with interviews with Oprah and stuff like that. You know, he's never wavered, and he's, I don't know. I'm like an entrepreneur of humans, and I have the best BS detector ever.
He was always against NAFTA. Yeah.
Yeah, and I can meet someone and like know whether they're full of shit or not. And like him, I don't get that. And look at his kids. His kids are rad. Don Jr. and Ivanka, and like they're part of the deal. Like we're gonna have like them in on it, you know? And
it's like we're getting a group of superheroes.
Treat this like a job interview. So I have a big business that has thousands of employees, and I'm, who am I going to hire? I have two prospective clients. You know, take personality and politics aside. Let's just go on job, you know, requirements and what their actual qualifications are. Trump's going to win by a mile.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the InfoWar, the front lines of the human awakening. I'm Alex Jones. More of our exclusive interview with Jesse James on the other side.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details. Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right. No paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
I posted something after I voted last week, and I had a UAW shirt on from the old Mound Road plant that made, like, I think they made Chrysler engines. And then someone posted something about, like, oh, Mike Pence, you know, he's a union buster and stuff like that. I'm like, don't you think unlimited immigration and letting people flood in the country? Isn't that kind of a union buster?
Yeah, why do the unions, nothing against people coming in, I get why they're doing it. Why do we have to pay for everybody and then have Obama? Did you see him with the interviewer saying, I'm illegal, I'm going to vote? And he goes, well, that's your right to do?
Yeah, I just think, you know, hey.
It doesn't mean we hate anybody, but can we go to China or Mexico and vote?
Look, honestly, like, I've ran a business for 25 years, and I had a couple hundred employees in California, and a good portion of those people were without papers. And I could take them right down to the spot where I knew a guy. I could get a real green card for each of them for $600 and get a real Social Security card with the hologram for $2,000. But in retrospect, thinking about that now, like the guys like Alex that you met at the shop, he's from Honduras and he's like got a lawyer. He's already in the citizenship process.
I agree. Make the legal process easier. And he pays taxes.
Because you know what? We are America and we do let
people... Well, the Democrats want to keep it underground so they control it.
No, but here's the thing. Like, we can let millions of people in there, but every one of those millions of people should stand side by side with us on tax day and pay their fair share. And I think a lot of the people, you know, I watch every Friday on payday at West Coast Choppers in Long Beach. I'd sign all their paychecks and there were the mobile check cashing truck used to pay pull up. And they'd all cash their checks, not take any taxes out, and send most of the money back to Mexico.
And I'll say this right now. You do have to pledge allegiance if you want to be in this.
Yeah.
I don't care what color you are. You're going to be pro-private property, pro-family, pro-gun. We're going to make you wealthy, but you got to sign on and not be a socialist.
Well, it's about us, not me, because me running my business like that and saving money on labor, I was only thinking about myself. I wasn't thinking about the betterment of the country because there is guys that have all legal employees and they're all paying taxes.
Sure, but you're being honest. It was a part of your process.
Yeah, it was part of the process.
I paid for abortions when I was 18. Now I'm against it. That doesn't mean I'm some hypocrite. I'm just being honest about it.
Yeah, but I think
you grow.
Yeah, and it's you learn. Like, hey, you know, that's not, you know, when the price for American-made goods goes through the roof and everything goes to China, that's why. Because not only was I finding cheaper labor, but people are already taking it another step and like, okay, let's ship all the stuff over to China and make it over there or make it in Pakistan or South America.
Well, it's worse. You read the globalist documents. They made deals to pass tax laws and stuff where it makes you go to China so the globalists, the different leftists and people, the banks, could manage deals with the communist generals on how could you get into China, see? So they actually induced us to go to China.
Well, I think all these issues, I think with the people that support Hillary have strong feelings for only themselves. Like what's, I personally don't. That's profound.
I'm going to interrupt you. Jesse James right down here with us. They've got studies out of Canada. We can pull them up. Studies out of the UK and the US, actually one out of Texas. I don't mean this mean, but people calling themselves liberal are 6 times more likely to steal, 10 times more likely not to give to charity, and are just these self-centered people that social justice warrior moral signal all day long, but they're actually, and then conservatives, not that term, are way more likely to give. So you just hit the nail on the head. From your experience, flesh that out. What are you getting at? Because to me, that's the essence.
I don't know. I think I was born in the wrong generation. You know, I got a lot of the Reagan generation coming off the Iran crisis and the hostage crisis. And I saw, you know, even as a kid, like 10 years old, I was like, man, Carter's weak. You know, he's not strong. And I think I've said it for years, you know, we need someone that's, you know, I don't know how much control a president will have fighting against Congress. You know, it's always going to be a push and pull, but at least they need to be a president. They need to, like, rally people together and realize, like, you know, it's united we stand. And if everybody's only thinking about themselves and it's a personality conflict and stuff like that, I don't care if the person elected president, you know, looks like Godzilla. As long as he's in there doing the job and supports people and lifts us all up and knows, you know, hey, when Trump wins tomorrow, I'm not going to have any regrets against anybody that voted for Hillary or have any ill will towards them. You know what? Because we're all Americans.
They don't get a nation is like a ship. I mean, we're on the same team.
Yeah, and it's like we all have to like band together. And we have, you know, I opened a homeless shelter in Long Beach in 2000. 2004, and my big building there, I donated, and it's the Long Beach Rescue Mission. But I went against the grain when Long Beach, all the other businesses in the business corridor downtown wrote me these nasty letters saying we should bust the homeless out of Long Beach and stuff like that. And I'm like, you know what? No, I bought a building and like opened it, but I made it so you had to be employable.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right. No paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Jesse James is our guest, JJFU.com. You're not here to promote stuff. I'm going to make you do it. What is this badass gun? And I'm not just saying this. You make your own stuff. I don't know how you're doing. You got a few folks that help you, but these are original crafted firearms. Tell us about this beautiful weapon we're looking at here.
Well, the Damascus pistol is one that I forged that you saw me doing a little bit of. And this is a 300 Win Mag, like, precision bolt action rifle. And we import a barrel in action from England, from RPA in England, and then every other piece except for the optic we make in-house. And, you know, just...
Now, I know you got a few little factories and stuff, and you also still do your shop where you use some cars and motorcycles, but when I'm over at your place, I mean, it's like there's like one guy helping. You're in there literally like out of a movie with like huge furnaces and blasting fire in a spacesuit and like churning this stuff. How do you do that? You're like etching stuff yourself? And I'm told this is like 18 hours a day. I guess it's a love.
Well, I think the business in California got so big that, you know, with hundreds of employees and stuff, I didn't work anymore, and I was miserable. And now I've eliminated everything from my life that would stop me from working. Like, there's no phone in the shop, no TV.
So it's clear to say, because I've been there, and you're almost like, oh, I'm going to do this. Like, sure, I mean, you're like, you love this.
I love it. Like, I forged Saturday all day making some Damascus chef knives and some billets. I'm doing some guns out of Statue of Liberty material. And so I was working on literally till like my ankle said, F you. And I barely made it from the shop to the house and then just laid.
I was about to say, though, I don't just say this. I mean, that is, there's something super manly about watching my grandfathers fix combines, and they knew how to do electricity, or they knew how to fix everything. I don't know any of that. Watching you in there, it's just like, like weapons and badass stuff's coming out. I'm like, this is humanity, you know? Like you were talking about wanting to teach people how to do that, was we've lost that. My dad knows how to fix anything compared to me. His dad was better than him.
Well, I think we used to be a do-it-yourself society, and now we became like a do-it-for-me society, you know, and everything's thrown away. Like when that pen runs out, you just throw it out. Well, pens used to have cartridges in them.
They're beautiful, yeah.
So when the pen went out, you just put a new one in it, you know, and it's kind of like
throw your family away, throw America away.
Well, I think it's like disposable, you know, put it in a landfill and like, you know, I think I was born in the wrong era. You know, I would have been better in the 40s.
What is that really cool big green machine you've got?
That's my,
it's like a big robot.
It's a 1921 Watson Stillman 350-ton forging press. It says Gargantua on it.
350-ton.
Yeah. So, and then I have like a 70s Chambersburg forging hammer with a 1,000-pound head on it. That's, the machine weighs.
And what's that big spacesuit thing? Like, you wear like an iron, and like you're in there, and like a fire shooting out. And like,
well, it's because when I'm standing in front of the forge, but actually I'm dumb because I just built a shield for the front of the forge, and I kind of hide behind it now and turn it when it's in there. And so now,
since I was there, you built more stuff.
Yeah, now I don't need all that. So I can just do it with put a bandana on, some dark glasses, I'm good. Still got big
glasses. But what is it that's so the Greeks, the Romans, you name it, primal about in the furnace of the volcano, just like building things?
Well, I think it's so simple. Like if you see like a, you know, a 3D CNC router cutting out something really crazy out of wood, it's like the computer's doing all that. I have all these giant machines, but there still has to be like a dude in front of it. And it's just, you know, pressure.
So it's the human interface.
Yeah, it's pressure, like a hammer, big hammer, small hammer, you know, some kind of pressure, an anvil, and heat. It's only three elements.
I've had a chance to talk to Trump some off air. I've had him on air. And I'm not going to get into, because the media always twists it, makes a big deal. But I know you were the first to endorse Trump. I know you were on a show with him. I know he likes you. He said that. What makes him tick? Because for me, he actually is like an underdog. He actually is into not being screwed over. So he's very aggressive alpha male, but he's not out to get the little guy. He sees America being screwed over and wants to, like, really bring in a new golden age. Is that an accurate, or is that statement wrong? You know Donald Trump very well. I mean, who is Donald Trump?
I think he has a big heart. You know, he's a good father, and I think that's, his kids are a big priority, and that says a lot about someone that puts, you know, hey, the future of my kids in the forefront, and it shows in his older kids. And I think like Eddie, who runs the mailroom at Trump Tower, is a Puerto Rican cat that's like, you know, and like Trump gets there every morning, not when he's been on the road, but he gets there every morning and like drinks coffee with him out of the coffee machine, you know, and it's like he treats
him. It's not
like,
patronizing. I'm told by a lot of folks he likes everybody.
Yeah.
And he really likes black people, I'm told. It's like,
I don't think he really sees.
He likes people.
Yeah, he doesn't see that. I mean, I mean, when I was on The Apprentice with Dennis Rodman, Dennis has an obvious really bad drinking problem. And I suffered that for a little bit. And I really saw a side of him that, like, you know, it was sad. And you know, sadness mixed with compassion. And, you know, and it's not stuff that you can't fake that stuff. You know, you can't fake like you care. You know, you can fake happiness.
I've had long conversations with Trump, and it's like, he's like reading my mind. It's crazy. He's smart. I mean,
well, I think once he wins tomorrow and people really get to know him, because all they're seeing is the, you know, media slanted the other way. So they're going to just cherry pick stuff.
Yeah, he says Hispanics are great people. Really wonderful. I love them. They're the best. But criminals are coming here. We got to track them. A lot of criminals. Yeah. They turn it. All Mexicans are criminals.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm in the interesting position that I felt that kind of ridicule and heat. from media and tabloids and all that stuff. So I know what it's like. They'll twist anything to do.
I got to say, I don't want to get into all that, but I know, separate from you, I know the inside baseball, and I talked to you and confirmed it. You were so classy. You never engaged. You just sat there and took it all.
Well, a little bit.
I mean, you really did. I remember seeing.
I beat the out of a couple paparazzi only on.
No, I get that, but I mean, you never struck back in a whole Hollywood setup for PR.
Nah, you know what? I just kind of took my licks and just walked away. You know, I didn't belong where I was anyway. So, you know, I belong in my shop with my hood.
I was about to say, you're like. People think like Jesse James is a wild man, the number guy on TV, reality TV, guns, everything. And then knowing you, it's like whoa. It's like there's not even anything going on here but reality. It's the total difference than the emptiness of Hollywood. Because, you know, you've been offered tons of stuff. I've been offered things. It's like so empty. Like, thank God you're in Austin, brother. You like being in Austin?
I dig it. Except for, man, it's pretty hot in August.
It is. Well, plus L.A.'s moving here. Nothing against California, but... Yeah. It's like, it is kind of, you know, the trendies.
Yeah. So we got to tell them. Yeah, if anybody wants to move here, tell them, like, oh, man, it's like crazy with insight.
Well, we got like 18 minutes left. I appreciate you coming down tonight during the 52-hour live broadcast. In just a few hours, it's midnight. We go into tomorrow. You keep saying when Trump wins tomorrow, you got the floor. Just take over. Jesse James doesn't, you know, just show up for nothing. You're chicken ass. Tell us where you stand, where Trump is, where you see this going.
If there's going to be any kind of foul play or dirty tricks, I think it'll be pretty obvious. I think everything's so transparent now that I don't see how they can get away with it. And that's really the only chance she has to win. And I think I have my ear to the ground and know people all over this country, and I can feel the groundswell. You know, can't you feel it?
I can feel it. I'm,
you know, I can't talking, even sleep. Talking, I... talk to my good friend Rob in Philadelphia, and they tried to go to the Trump rally like that's been about 2 or 3 weeks ago. They didn't get within, they got like 15 miles away from it.
I left four hours before he was here a few months ago.
Yeah.
Brother, I was in traffic for 2 hours and gave up. Our crew got there. They had to walk 2 miles in.
Yeah. I just think people are fed up. People want their, you know, they may not know him that well. But things suck so bad now, they're willing to take a chance. And they want, I think we need to be inspired.
I like how Trump says, I'm not perfect, nobody is, but I've grown. And I can really see that in the process. And again,
well, can you honestly look, you know, Trump loves this country and he loves the people and he's always been thankful for decades about.
That's why the elite are so scared.
Can you honestly look at Hillary and think that she loves this country or loves the people, you know?
Now, the WikiLeaks say she hates it.
You know, it's all about money, and I think it's... I think in her mind, she probably doesn't think she's ever done anything wrong. I think, she's probably whipping her own fumes and, think, I'm amazing, you know? I was the former first lady and, you know, Secretary of State, and I'm like, everybody should kiss my ring. Yeah, you know, and waltz me right into the presidency.
Entitlement.
Yeah. I think she's going to be wearing an orange jumpsuit very soon.
Well, that's why they're so scared, because, you know, Trump, by the night, I've been talking to folks, they say, if Trump says something, he's going to try it. And that's why he knows we've got trade deals that are totally one-sided. That's why I keep saying, it's so easy. It's so easy. We're not going to screw Mexico or China over. We're just not going to have China with a 35% currency tax on us.
Yeah, we're not going to bend over and, like, let everybody take it to us that, like, you know, we want to do business with.
Don't you love, because I know in business, I'm talking to folks, you're a good business guy. You're not going to get run over. You do good deals. Same with me. They go, Alex Jones is a real in business because I wouldn't let you run over me. I do good deals. It's the same thing. No, we're not screwing people, but we're not here to be screwed.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, there's a difference between being being shrewd and, like, you know, on top of your game business wise, you know, and it's like there's when you get a little bit of success, there's people that'll, purposely put themselves in your way to, like, steal from you or sue you or whatever, you know, and I've been through it all, man. Like, you know, like, and it's, I think it kind of, you build up a scab towards life and business and society. And I just, you know, I think man, if you or I did some of the stuff that Hillary's done, we'd
be in jail.
Yeah, we'd be in jail. And it's like, you know, I think the stuff with Comey, this is how it works. Like, Comey's basically a front office guy, right?
Exactly.
So there's
like a spokesman.
There's FBI headquarters and there's field offices all over the country. And agents handle investigations, not the home office, you know. And
politicos go to political dinners.
Yeah. And so, for all we know, the investigation could still be going on because agents could have taken it at a field office and taken it over themselves.
Well, that's happened, actually. The problem is they can't get it up through the Justice Department.
And agents can present their evidence to Congress on their own.
I know you're like saying they could. You're being told. I'm guessing you've been told this. I've been told this too. They're ready for press conferences. That's why Hillary's so scared.
Yep. I just think, you know, I think they got her. You know, I think they put some kind of pressure on Comey so it didn't appear that he was like doing stuff to manipulate the election, but I've had a lot of friends that have been under investigation by the feds, and any of the ones that ever rap smack about the feds or FBI, guess what, including my own sister, guess where they're all at?
In the pen.
Yep. And, you know, when FBI comes to interview you, they have a 97% conviction rate. When they interview you, they've already got you. They don't, they're not like the cops, like, oh man, this guy smacked his wife. We better drive out there and see what happened and do an investigation. No, the FBI doesn't operate like that.
Yeah, they wouldn't even mess with Hillary if they weren't going after her.
Yeah, they don't waste their time. And I think it's only a matter of time. Will she, you know, and I don't, I'm glad it's not happening before the election because then they'll always like, oh,
well that's what I was told. I was told it's after the election.
Then everybody would always say, oh, Trump only won because she went to jail. No, I don't want it like that. I want him to, like, have an overwhelming day tomorrow where the people speak.
Exactly. And it's not that the police or the feds or anybody's perfect. What do you make of, and Jesse James is our guest here in studio, on top TV host, you know, but really a metallurgist, you know, top blacksmith over here, expert in automobiles, you name it. I don't know how you describe it all, but really cool stuff.
Make good French toast, too.
Americana. Looking at this, it's that Hillary and the globalists are out to get the country, and then they fund George Soros, this weirdo Nazi collaborator. I think
one of my customers knows him, and he just says the guy just hates America. And I was like, well, I asked him, I said, well, what's his end game? Like, if Soros is funding all this stuff, he's got to, you know, if he's putting millions of dollars out there, what does he get? And I guess he's like a global commodities guy. And so
he thinks that we collapse, he can buy it up.
Yep.
That's exactly. The tourism mindset. Well, here's people ask me mine again. Low taxes, prosperity, great medical care, a future. Soros went on 60 Minutes. They've taken it off the web. We've got a clip of it, but you put it up, they hit you with copyright. And it's Leslie Stahl. She's like 1999. She goes, you helped round up more than 10,000 Jews in Romania and Hungary. Do you apologize? He goes, no, I do not. It's what I need to do. The point is, this guy is the biggest demon you can imagine.
Yeah.
He's here. And just what you said, he doesn't like all this prosperity and freedom. He just wants to mount our head on the wall. Like, I see somebody that's great at doing building stuff. I admire him. George Soros would see you, this great metallurgist, this great artist. He freaking hates you, man. You know, like, it's like this total difference between we love people that produce, we hate people that produce.
It's like a Brave New World, you know, dumbing down a society. And we just want, like, worker drones that do their part and then die off and then we'll breed more. And it like, you know.
He thinks we're there to serve him.
Yep.
And so let me ask you, I think they want to bridge too far because cops aren't perfect. There's bad cops.
In a litigious society, though, why aren't the families of the slain Dallas officers suing that guy direct personally?
No, hear me out. I totally agree.
And anybody that lost their house or their business or anything in Ferguson, man, why aren't they going after them?
No, because they're too chivalrous. That's what I'm saying. is that I'm somebody that's against the police state, but that's a governmental issue. That's the people. The cop has one of the hardest, craziest jobs on average.
A lot of people, I think they judge because I have tattoos and I ride a bike and I'm from Long Beach and I grew up in the hood, and they think I'm like an anti-police. And I was an honorary Long Beach police officer for 15 years. I went to meetings every week, and it's like, there's no way in hell that I would want to be a cop in this.
Well, that was my next point is,
you know,
cops have problems, but on average, compared to the general public, they're more committed, more involved. Points, they're not perfect. But what do you make of Soros and Obama? I think that's their failure point, is when they openly tried to cause a civil war and push groups that were saying kill cops.
Yeah, you know, and the stuff with Trayvon Martin, Ferguson, all that stuff, Obama could have like ended it.
That's what I mean. Right? So like what do you think's behind that?
I don't know. You know, I kind of think like we don't, you know, we'll know in the next in time, but I don't think we really know who Obama was. You know, I think we all saw that one Democratic National Convention speech, and we were going, you know, we were tired of Iraq and tired of the Bush years. And we all saw that one speech like, oh, man, this is what we need. And we rode that. We didn't vet him. We didn't do any of the stuff that they normally do. And, you know, all this stuff that's happening now with the one-sided, with media and stuff, that was all happening then.
But now we know.
Yeah, but there was no WikiLeaks and there was no, you know, Twitter wasn't big.
Yeah, what do you make of the newest thing where every CNN show and MSNBC is scripted by the White House? Can you imagine the job where the White House and Hillary and others are running everything they do, Jesse James? That is crazy.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook. And now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010. It's not if, but when. What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts, even 401k. Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Of the newest thing where every CNN show and MSNBC is scripted by the White House. Can you imagine the job where the White House and Hillary and others are running everything they do, Jesse James. That is crazy. The questions
it's
are
free. It's free to, it's like state media, and it's like, Russian censorship, and that's like we've always prided ourselves as a free thinking, free media society.
Exactly. So how do you as a Democrat, because we've been to the events in Ferguson. No, I'm saying, how do you as a Democrat, hypothetically, no, not you. How is somebody as a Democrat, because I've never been a Republican, but hell, I'm with them now compared to these people. You sit there. How do you, we've had reporters in Ferguson and in Detroit and in California, just all over the country. I'm trying to remember all the places. We've had reporters probably 30 places. And there are literal college kids bust in, funded by Move On and Soros, saying, deck the halls with dead cops, shoot cops. That's calling for murder. So I asked the question, how do you get college kids?
They just beat their ass. Nightsticks, again.
Well, I agree. No, so how did you, that's what I'm saying. You know? How do you get somebody to randomly just say, money, a cop's gassing up his car, I'm going to walk up and shoot him in the head? What the hell, man?
I don't, it's already a tough job enough to be a cop, but to then people trying, I don't know.
So what do you think, though? You're a smart guy. Well, I'm asking your view. Why are elements of the government, of the Democrats, trying to say, deck the halls with dead cops, and then we get in the last year 100 cops or more murdered in cold blood. No one even knew their name. These people just kill them because MSNBC said it was cool.
I don't know. It's probably the stuff, that you've always said, trying to start a civil war and trying to start unrest. I can't put it together in my mind the why someone would do that. I don't really.
Because you're not a scumbag.
Yeah. And it's just like, I've got my ass kicked by the cops before a few times. And you know what? I totally deserve it.
Me too.
And it's like
cops showed up.
Yeah, and I think now that everybody's got Facebook Live, cops gonna pull me over.
All right, cool.
I'm gonna talk smack to the cop. And I think if we took out nightsticks and went crack like we used to, then a lot of that would go away.
Well, here's what I'll say: we need balance in this country, but the enemy is not local government. The enemy are these multinationals like Soros.
Yeah, I think it's if people are being, it's a whole nother element. It's one thing with civil unrest because I lived through the L.A. riots and it was pretty bad. That was no one was paying people to do that. People were genuinely pissed in South Central about Rodney King. I don't agree with the way they went about it, but I think, those guys did beat Rodney King's ass. Rodney King was resisting arrest, but.
They overdid it.
He maybe deserved to get a thump on the back of the head or restrained.
But not 20.
But he didn't deserve to be kicked and get his ass kicked. I come from the days where if you ran from the cops or you took a swing at a cop, you got your ass kicked. And if maybe it wasn't right then, but it was back at the station when nobody could see it. And that, I think.
My experience with the cops was, I don't want to get into it, but they would actually find out what happened and let me go, even though some other guy was in a coma. But I wasn't looking for trouble. My only issue was there were some political cops who were bad. Jesse James, in the time we have left, and I'm just going to tell you, inside baseball, he literally makes.
But basically support cops. That's what I say.
Well, because here's the deal. You compare the cops to the general jellyfish.
You know what? Here's the bottom line. You can talk all the shit you want about police officers and police abuse and all this stuff, but when your 70-year-old mom is choking to death on the floor of your kitchen, you call 911.
Well, I was about to say, it's a cop-out because it's individual.
And the cop is going to get there the fastest. That's who's going to come and try to save her.
Well, no, I totally agree with you that statistically, you've got a couple hundred people killed a year by cops, maybe wrongfully, but you've got thousands of people saved. It becomes this establishment government that's so corrupt is wanting to scapegoat the police. And so that's what I'm against.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.